Thank you for tuning in to Shh, the Kids Are Sleeping. We just wanted to start off the episode by giving you a disclaimer. This episode will be touching on dental work, wisdom teeth removal. So if that is triggering to you in any way, you may want to check us out on the next podcast. If not, sit back, relax, and get ready to
listen to us.
Wow. Awkward pause. Hello and welcome back to Shh, the Kids Are Sleeping. I am your co-host, Robin.
I am your other co-host, Brandon.
And we are here only mere inches away from our darling baby who needed to sleep because she was just off the chain, like energy on 100. I don't know what was going on today.
She was bouncing all over the place. I don't know, she had some, maybe it's like
all the food she had.
She did eat a lot today.
So it's like she didn't eat a lot, she just ate multiple times. That's really what it is. Because
she had a lot of different things,
though. She did try a lot of different things, but like she's at that phase where like you might put four little things in front of her and then you're like, oh, look at you eating it all up, and then you look and you're like, three of these things are in the chair.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold on, wait. Okay, I think all right, y'all. Usually I would have paused it, but I was like, let's just wait it out.
Let's just see.
Okay, we're going to try to do at least a good 15 minutes. That's all I can say for sure we could get through. So for those of you who are listening, you'll kind of get these episodes in a weird order. Our pilot episode, which we haven't posted up at this time, but when we posted it, it was like days before Brandon got his wisdom teeth pulled, and just trying to prepare him and talk about how he felt going into it. So now that you're on the other side of it, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it then. Do you want me to start from the beginning?
Please. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, I mean, first off, I've never had any kind of operation, surgery or anything like that. I have broken a bone, but had to wear a cast, so just nothing out of the ordinary.
Did you break that bone twice?
Yeah.
Okay, just to clarify.
Yeah, I broke my thumb twice. So that was... yeah, that's another story, I guess.
At first you don't succeed, try again.
Break again. Same place and everything. So.
Damn. Maybe the first time they said it, it didn't fuse together properly.
Yeah, I don't think.
Because what are the odds?
I don't think it was all the way healed. And then just popped it again.
What was the span of time between when it was so-called healed and when you broke it again?
Say maybe it happened originally at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Just hypothetically speaking, mm-hmm. The beginning of the
January.
Year. And then it broke again in the summertime.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Twice in a year?
I actually think it was, now I'm thinking it was maybe in the fall. And then I'm broken on Christmas break. I think that's exactly what happened.
Whoa, that's even shorter. That's an even shorter amount of time.
Like it was...
like September and December.
Yeah.
That's not that long. That's kind of crazy. Because how long does it take for it to heal?
4 weeks. I had to wear a cast for 4 weeks.
So you were out of the cast in October, mid-October.
Yeah.
And then by December you broke it again.
Yeah.
No, that doctor set you up. He set you up. That's what I gotta say about that. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you and your wisdom.
You're making me smile, and I shouldn't be smiling too much.
I mean, that's the magic of us. But
I have taken my my prescribed codeine, so I'm feeling great. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not feeling like that, but I still feel something. Maybe it just hasn't kicked in yet. I don't know. But anyway, so these days, you know, with COVID and everything, you can't just stroll into the dentist's office. So you have to call them and then they meet you at the door. So I did that and went in there, and like immediately they walk you straight into the room. You sit in the seat, and you know, I didn't know if I was going to be put to sleep or get the local.
But how many times did both of our moms say, yeah, they're not going to just surprise you and put you to sleep? That's not something that they just say, you know what, sir, we're going to go ahead and put you to sleep. One, because like that's just not how it works. And two, because you drove yourself there, you think they're going to put you to sleep and let you drive yourself home?
Yeah, that's true. That makes a lot more sense in the hindsight. You know, it's always 2020, right? Isn't that what the kids say?
I guess.
Okay, so anyway, I sat in the seat, and you know, I met the assistant, you know, who will be assisting the doctor, and yeah, she kind of was like doing small talk before the doctor came in. I was telling her I was nervous, and she said, you know, it's gonna be okay. He's a really great doctor. He'll take care of you, and everything will be okay. So I was like, cool, great, thinking that it wouldn't be too crazy. But so the doctor comes in, and he throws up the x-ray and say, you know, this is what my plan of action is. You know, I'm gonna go here. And he was like, you know, he already said at the beginning that, you know, I'm gonna start at the top and do these two, and then I had one tooth that had an issue and it was at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you know, that one may take a little bit more work than the others. So, you know, bear with me, you know, giving you a heads up, it may take a little bit more work. So I don't think I even told you, but they pretty much like prepped the table and everything, laid me back and everything like that. And so he's like, go ahead, open your mouth. I'm like, okay. He asked the assistant to turn the light on. She's like, the light doesn't turn on.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. So we're like, okay. And so he says, they're like, maybe we should move to the other seat. So we had to get up.
Oh,
they had to pull me back up. And then I had to get up and like go and sit to the other side. And so, you know, I had already like had myself ready.
Prepared.
Yeah. And so
that took you out.
I think that really messed it up for me. But needless to say, like, I sat down again. They got me right, and then he started shooting me with the needles. You know, every tooth had to be shot multiple times. So
yeah, I mean, I can only imagine for someone who, you know, has never gotten anything done, it was probably a little bit of a, I don't know if shock to the system is the right thing to say, but just like, it's like you can't explain to somebody what they're about to experience. But once, now that you know, you will never forget. That's the best way I can explain it.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, how many needles do you have, sir? How many times can you keep injecting me with this stuff?
Did you actually see the needle? You closed your eyes.
I did. I saw it a few times, like the first few times. And then I guess it just kept happening so many times. I just started to look at the ceiling and said, I just can't. So he injected me, you know, it felt like a pinch at the beginning. Then after a while, it just felt like nothing. I don't want to compare it to anything because it will still be like just as bad,
right?
But I'll tell you what I can compare. No, I will not. It will be off air, but yeah, it just eventually like
just checked out.
I just kind of meant, you know, well, visually checked out. I was like, I just can't even look at this guy doing this anymore. Because it was like, I would hear the clang of him putting one down. Then all of a sudden, I see another one coming up. And I'm like, how many of these does it take?
But he did his job. Because, I know. You know, the whole point is so you know that you're going to be feeling pressure, but you're not going to feel pain.
Yeah. Like, I never really realized like how many different places you have to put it, you know what I mean? So yeah, that the area is properly numb so you don't feel pain. So like, you know, with one tooth you go, you know, the outside of the tooth, then you do the inside of the tooth, then you do like maybe down where the roots at. Uh-huh. And you know, so all these different places, and then it was like for each tooth, I'm like, I'm pretty sure
he probably stuck you at least 16 times.
Yes. I was just thinking of the number. Yeah. Easily.
That's how connected we are, guys. I could just look at his face and tell. Yeah. He was thinking four times per tooth.
She's making me smile. I'm not supposed to be smiling so much right now. Because it does hurt. But yeah, he just, after that, he went to work. I mean, I saw so many tools I'd never seen before, you know what I mean? Just kind of going in my mouth and pause. I mean, I don't know.
It's not funny, but because I just experienced this like about 6 months ago, not even like 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Like
you're right at the beginning of the year.
It's almost like a nervous laughter. Like I'm laughing at you because of the way you're telling the story and you make me laugh, but also like, it's bringing back memories.
Should we do like a trigger warning or something for the beginning of the show? Triggering.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Trigger warning. If you ever had your teeth pulled or had dental work or anything about a dentist makes you nervous, or you thinking about getting your wisdom teeth pulled, or you have to get your wisdom teeth pulled and you don't want to be thinking about it or be nervous about it, you might want to stop. You may have just not wanted to listen to this.
Right.
You may
put a disclaimer. As we're 11 minutes in, we get the trigger warning.
You know what? We'll go back and we'll do a disclaimer.
Okay.
So, I mean, y'all are hearing this right now, but the wise thing to do is to give a disclaimer up front. So, we'll do that.
I mean, there will probably be an episode description. So then we can also put the trigger warning in that. But, I mean, yeah, I saw. Yeah, there's
so many tools.
It's one thing when you come in for a cleaning, you know, and you're like, oh, I've seen that. That's the little pig that's going to stab your gums up or something. You know, you see the pig and and it's like, I've never seen a lot of this stuff before because it's like stuff.
It's like these weird things that are shaped like, I don't even know how to describe it, but I don't know if it like wraps around your teeth so that they can pull it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's that one thing, it was like, it almost had like a screwdriver handle, and it would just kind of hook around your tooth, and then he would twist.
He would.
It was like some stuff you see on like Saw. Oh. See? But you,
I understand. Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, like, and then there are like tools to just pretty much like break your teeth.
Yep.
Like, I can never not, you can never forget the sound of your own teeth breaking. That's the only way I can say
I'm
it.
I'm like going to a place, like a really dark, far away place, remembering that feeling. And I've had work done. I've had cavities. I've had teeth pulled just from childhood teeth that didn't come out on their own. So they had to pull teeth and stuff like that. So I know like when they put I think it's Novocaine they put in your teeth and stuff. So I am, you know, familiar with that. But the actual, it's more so the bottom jaw. That's where the real.
That's the work that I had too.
Like we actually got the same, it's not the same exact teeth, but we got like our top two and the bottom one taken out. He was supposed to get all four. I was always supposed to get three because they were like, well, the fourth one is, if it's not bothering you, we don't leave it alone. Thank God they did, because I don't know that after going through it, it's like all you think about is like get it over with. And once they start, like once they're like, okay, we're gonna get started, and you feel that pain, you're just like, okay, just get it over with.
And that's how I felt once they made it, you know, to the third one. Oh. And they finally finished the third one. I was like, just do it, you know what I mean? But he was saying, like, you don't realize it, but your mouth is supposed to be, but at the beginning it was open like this, like you guys could see it, but you know, your like mouth is open wide.
Right.
And then he was like, actually, your mouth is open right now like this, you know, like a quarter of the way. And he was like, I can't see it, and I don't want to try to get in there and, you know, get this tooth out when you can't keep your mouth open long enough for me to do it. But he was like, you know, the ones that we need to take care of, you know, we're taking care of, and we will, you know, come back and check you. I think it's a month. Yeah, I think I have an appointment at the end of the month, end of June. And he said, we'll take a look and see how everything is going. And, you know, if you want to do the fourth, we can do the fourth.
See, we didn't even have that discussion. They were just like, the fourth one is good. This is really, like, we could take it or we could leave it. And I was just like, just leave that ish.
Yeah, he was like, if you want to do it, we can do it. And I'm like, I was trying so hard to just say, you know.
You try to open your mouth.
I was on numb mouth like, we can do it, man. We can do the third one, man.
Yeah.
I can open my mouth.
He's like, dude, that's not what you think. Stop talking. There's something you think is happening and something that's really happening, and they are not the same.
I know. I'm over there apologizing to him. I was like, I'm sorry.
I mean,
like, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm sure you're not the first, nor will you be the last. Like, how did you try to explain to the listeners what it's like to hear your teeth?
Oh, good.
If you can. If it's too soon, don't.
It's like, you mean like the sound or just him? I think I was just more surprised at the process that, because I always thought it was just like, you know, they numb you up and then they yank it out. They just pulled it out. I knew there was some, you know, it may not have been that easy to just like, oh, yank out. But I didn't know that there were, I guess, alternative methods to just pulling the tooth out whole.
Right, but did they explain to you that they were gonna possibly have to cut your tooth to get it all out?
Well, yeah, that was
the one that was on the bottom.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. But that wasn't the same as, you know, even the ones up top. The ones that were supposed to be, you know, the easier ones, you know, they put up a little bit of a fight too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, that wasn't the bottom one. The bottom one pretty much got, you see me, I'm staring off. It pretty much got like shattered.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It was, it was something. I could still see it. I could still hear it. I can still feel it. Cause I mean, like, even though you couldn't feel it.
I mean, you can't feel it, but you can feel that pressure.
Yeah. And the pressure.
And the loosening and the.
And the yanking.
And it's like, honestly, even after, especially after going through my experience, it's like, why didn't we ask for them to put you to sleep? Because it's like, it's a feeling and a sound that you're just like, why would anyone want to hear this? Because for some reason, before I went in, I knew that it wasn't possible, because just going to the dentist, you know, it's not possible. But somewhere in my head, I was like, why shouldn't I be able to just put my headphones in and turn on some music or a podcast or something and just escape? But there's no way you can do that, because your teeth are in your head. You know, you can't drown that out. Mm-hmm. You can't escape it. So I think it's unfortunate that neither one of us were put to sleep. Like, in a way, it's like a battle scar. Like, you got to live to tell the tale. But at the same time, it's just like, there's a bliss that comes with being able to be like, they put me out, I woke up, it hurt, but I'm good.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just imagine, like, I don't know if you've seen Little Shop of Horrors, But I just imagine the dentist like leaning over me, yanking like with all his might, just disrespecting my mouth.
I mean, that's kind of what he did to my mouth. That's for sure. It was crazy. And then, you know, like there's drills and like, you know, so like I could smell my teeth burning. So that's a different thing altogether. You know, it's like, there's so much. First, I mean, on top of all that, I have utmost respect for, even more respect for dentists now, because what y'all got to do, I mean, like, he put his back into it to kind of to kind of get my teeth out. But, man, it was rough.
It was brutal.
It was definitely brutal.
That's why, like, when you came home after that first day, like, I already have been prepared in my mind, like, before you left, the day before, like, you know, that you would pretty much be out of commission. And you know, you came back looking defeated and broken, but you were still trying
because my mouth is broken.
Yeah, but you were still trying to, like, you know, be with us and stuff. I'm like, dude, it's okay if you just want to pass out or just lay and just, like, get your mind right. Because it's, like, it's kind of a mind blank.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we won't ever say cuss words. I'm just trying to keep it clean right now. But it is just, like, it messes with your mind, like. I don't know about for you. I think you said it took almost an hour or over an hour, but for me, it's like, I swear it took like 20 minutes.
I felt like you were back so fast. It was crazy.
It was really fast. Like, and the dude still struggled to get the bottom right. I feel like I can't. I hope I took a picture because I can't even remember, but the one on the bottom, like the first one, he took that out no problem. And I was like, okay, cool. This was gonna be like, I can live through this. I can get through this. And then the second one at the top, he was really like, kind of like, oh, this. He said like, this is harder than I thought it was gonna be to take it out. And so I was like, okay, like that took maybe like the first one. I swear he took it out in 2 minutes. The second one took maybe more like 5 minutes. And then the third one, he was like yanking, drilling. And then it felt like it took forever. And they were like, are you okay? Because I'm a type of person, like, I'm a grin and bear it kind of person. Yeah. Even when I shouldn't have to.
Same here.
Even when I shouldn't have to, because either I'm too worried about being like, I did tell him I needed more pain. Like, maybe, I mean, I'm sorry. I needed more numbing, maybe like 2 or 3 times. Because I was like, this isn't something you should have to push through. And like, deal with it, but still the yanking, even if you're numb and you're only feeling pressure, you can't help to drop a few tears just out of just like sheer, like, you are fighting my mouth. You are like, I mean, you feel like someone's just like you a fish on a hook and someone's just
pretty much
back and forth.
Oh man, is that how they feel?
I don't know, but if so, I feel terrible for them.
Okay.
There's gotta be a better way. It's gotta be, like, especially people who fish for sport. Like, poor little fish just going through all that just to get thrown back in the water. And although he's happy to be alive, I'm sure he is forever stressed.
Yeah.
From what just happened to him.
Just anxious for the rest of his little fish life.
The rest of his PTSD.
Yeah.
Every time. He's like, you know what? I wanted that worm, but fuck it. I'm just gonna see. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the cuss word. You know? But, like when the doctor to the third one, like, his hands were trembling after he was finished from trying to yank my tooth out, because, you know, because they're cutting your gums down
right
to get to it, and they got to be careful because they don't want to hit any nerve, like give you any nerve damage. And I think we both had the experience that our wisdom teeth were very impacted and laying down on their side, so you can imagine, like, the way you thought it was, that's pretty much how it is for your other, like, when I got my teeth pulled back when I was, like, a preteen, that's how it was. It was, like, you know, a little push back and forth, maybe just yank that thing out.
Right.
It wasn't that hard, but my roots were just straight up and down. So you can imagine if your roots are basically laying down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can't just yank that straight out. It's just not possible. So it's intense. It's intense for them. That's why they get paid the big bucks. It's intense for you. I mean, it's just intense. Honestly, once they pull out those needles to put the Novocaine in your mouth, I'm just, that's when I try to go to another place, because it's like, they look like scissor handle. Like at the end, it looked like a scissor handle.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this long needle, and you're just like, so that's what we're doing? You're just going to put that in my, okay, that's happening. And you feel the sting, and it, like sometimes they got to shake your gum when they're trying to put it in your gums. Put it in your cheeks.
I could feel them even like, you know, injecting like a little bit at a time, because it wasn't a full on, like you're getting a shot in your arm. It was like stab, then pump, then shake. Yeah, then pump. So I was like, you could feel your gum like filling up.
Yeah. it's pretty terrible. Like I get why people are afraid to go to the dentist, and like I get why even for routine things, some people say just put me to sleep, because it's just once you experience that kind of like pain, you just like, I never want to experience that again.
Yeah. I'm like, fortunately, knock on wood, you know, I've never had a cavity or anything, because I don't even want to know what you have to go through in order for them to feel cavities. I mean, and stuff.
Absolutely not as bad as what you experienced a few days ago, but it's not pleasant either.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like what 2 days, almost 3 days has passed, but because it's still like, I think today has been the most pain that I've felt since it happened. Maybe because I still had some stuff in my system or something or what, but this has been the most pain that I've felt. And it's not even saying that, oh, I'm in, you know, super, super duper pain, but I definitely feel it more than I felt.
Mm-hmm. Discomfort. Yeah, I was saying, I think that's like your body's way of starting to heal. You know, it's kind of like switching over from like survival recovery mode to like, okay, it's time to heal you up,
mm-hmm.
so that you can get back to normal. And then, you know, you got to get over the stiffening feeling in your jaw. Yeah. Like, I think to me, it's like the procedure itself is painful, but even the aftercare is very like painful, from holding down the gauze and all that. Like, and just waiting for the holes in your gums to heal. And even when you were waiting for your lips to
not be numb.
And you look like you, I could see in your eyes, like you were kind of panicky, like, is it ever going to stop? You know, because I knew that it would, but I also understand that feeling of being like, but like, how long is this going to last? Because like, I feel it's scary to kind of feel like you have a lack of control over, especially over your face.
Right.
So
it's like, you know, I want to talk to you and tell you what's going on, but I can't.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't, you know. Yeah. And blood's just spilling out my mouth all day.
Yeah, it was definitely. But I, you know, I think from experiencing it myself not that long ago, and also like not and having a baby less than a year ago, I'm just like, blood, whatever, yeah. Pain, it's
been there, done that. Is that even? Is the pain even comparable to pregnancy at all?
To labor and contractions.
Yeah. What about?
They're like in their own category. You know, it's like, it's like, you know how it's that saying of like, being fat is hard, being skinny is hard, choose your heart. Like being fit is hard, being out of shape is hard, choose your heart. It's kind of just like, they're both hard. I wouldn't say that, like, mouth pain, I think, is the closest pain that I felt to laboring pain.
Okay.
But it's still, you know, the thing about it, oh, I've never seen that before. The thing about the thing about oral, like your mouth being in pain, is it's kind of like, you know that it's temporary, but it's kind of like, okay, once they get it done, it's done. But with contractions, it's kind of like, you're like, okay, I'm having contractions. This hurts. This hurts a whole lot. And then it subsides, but you know it's going to come back. And the closer you get to beating your baby, the closer they come back to back to back. And you have to just kind of like brace yourself for the inevitable, because it's not going to stop. If you guys, we may have to take one break. Just give us a second.
We'll be back.
All right, guys, welcome back. So we were just talking about, I definitely said this is gonna be 15 minutes, and then you start talking, we start talking about the pain, and it just takes you to another place. Yeah, so
you want to talk about it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's because I think you start thinking about all the things, and like I start having flashbacks, and yeah. So we are definitely gonna wrap this up. Thank you so much for anybody who's still hanging in there listening to us. We so appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
I mean, to me, you're doing great for it to be almost 3 days. I mean, you have had a little swelling, but it's nowhere near as bad as mine was. Mine was like, I looked like the dad from American Dad.
Yeah, you did.
It was real bad. Like, I just had like a square jaw on one side, and it felt like it took forever for it to come down. And I don't know if that's because I was not able to take the pain meds. I have reason to believe that may have added to it. I mean, maybe we just all respond differently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even though we both hit the doctor had a hard time with both our mouths, maybe he yanks extra hard. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I was looking real crazy. Like, thank God I could wear a mask when I did go outside, because it was looking real strange.
It was, yeah. Your cheek was super swollen.
It was startling. It was kind of like, I kept telling you, like, look at your face now before you go in, because I expected your face to swell up like mine did.
Yeah.
And it's swollen a little bit, but like, I could barely tell, whereas mine was like, girl, like, nobody wants to see that.
I think the facial hair helped cover the swelling a little bit too.
Yeah, a little bit, but like, if your jaw had been like mine, I don't think a beard would have covered it. I mean, that's a good thing. That means your body responds well. And that's not to say there's not swelling. Like, I'm not denying that there's swelling, but
I feel it from the inside.
Not the same.
I was wondering, you know, how long was I going to bleed out of my mouth, you know? And then it was like, the next day, it was nowhere near as bad as the first day. And then today, you know,
you basically good.
Yeah, I did, you know, the salt rinse and everything. And it was, you know, a little bit red. And then, you know, I would say more so pink. It was just really, I guess, like the last remnants, you know, who I think maybe even tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably nothing, but I'm still going to go ahead and do it just to be on the safe side.
You followed doctor's orders. You understood the assignment. That matters.
Well, I have a great stay-at-home nurse to assist me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Make sure that I'm safe and sound, taken care of.
Oh, man, let's talk real quick about how I hit a wall today. I mean, I think we all have it in us, but I'm a person who typically, like, I'm always kind of concerned about everybody else's needs before my own.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just innate, like, especially as a parent, like, you just can't help but to be like, you good? I mean, even you do it. You good. And, you know, I've been trying to make sure, it's almost like I went from being a wife and mom of two to mom of three. You know, like, at least the first.
You calling me a baby?
No, not a baby, but like, you know, you weren't necessarily at full capacity.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the truth.
Although you were as helpful as you could be, like, the day before, you know, there was that time when you were just like, I want to go lay down. And you were out for like a while.
Yeah, like 4 hours, 5 hours or so.
And the thing is, I'm used to having, like taking care of kids by myself all day. But for whatever reason, I think I just didn't have any time by myself except to, like, go to the bathroom and take a shower. And for whatever reason, I just, my eyes glazed over, and I just started feeling real empty inside. Not sad, not depressed. I just felt empty. Like, I felt like every little joy, care, worry, anything, any emotion just disappeared.
Like, you just like kind of reach your limit?
I mean, I guess. Like, I don't feel like I was like, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to snap. It wasn't like that, but it was just kind of like, just nothing registered. Like, I just felt like I feel nothing. Like, that's, I think I said that, like, I feel like nothing. Like, I'm empty inside.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Maybe that wasn't the best way to explain it, but it just felt like everything turned off. Like, I looked out the window and just, I felt nothingness. I knew that life was going on. I was still holding the baby. I didn't feel like I wanted to do anything bad or negative. Nothing like that. It just literally felt like all the emotions inside of me just disappeared. And it just like a black hole of nothingness. And in my head, I kept saying, I feel nothing. I feel just nothing. And you're like, do you want to go lay down upstairs by yourself?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was like, in my mind, like, yeah, maybe I should. And then, like, maybe like 20 minutes after, 30 minutes after, and then I kind of dozed off for a little while, and then I felt better. I felt like a lot better, you know. So, like, hats off to all the moms who don't get a break. Yeah. Whether you be a single mom or you're a mom who's just expected to take care of everybody all the time and no one lets up on you, my hat is off to you. I'm very fortunate that I have a partner in my husband who, even despite the fact that he just got his teeth pulled, you know, he heard me say that and noticed that he had the intuition to make sure that I had the time that I needed to kind of like recover, whatever that was, you know, because it's funny enough, when I got my teeth pulled, like, I think you had to go back to work the next day. And so I was just kind of sitting here with the kids. Like, I mean, it didn't matter because I couldn't take anything, or I chose not to take anything. I wouldn't say I couldn't take anything. I chose not to take anything because I was nursing. So I was just popping. I was taking, like, your average over-the-counter,
ibuprofen,
but nothing stronger than that. Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
So, you know, in comparison, I kind of felt like I mean, life, your kids don't stop. Like, your kids aren't going to be like, oh, you're tired. Okay, well, I'll take a break. I'll take it easy on you. If anything, it seemed like they be amping up because they need you more or something.
Like, I got hit butted twice. I'm like,
I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's a baby.
I know.
She don't know no better.
But, yeah, she was on one today.
Yeah, she was. I mean, it didn't start off that way, but something she ate. I think it's something, I don't, like you said, she definitely tried more things than she ever tried in one day before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was something that was...
Taste bud overload.
Yeah, it was a taste bud overload. But I was like, lady, you need to have several seats. I need you to go to sleep.
Because that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Can't even do it no more.
You know, for any parents that are out there, you know how it just be Sundays. It seems like your infant is just getting into everything. And they don't want you to hold them. They don't want to be in the playpen. They don't want to be anywhere but like out to explore. And that's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I appreciate it. I get it. But like, to the point of like, every time you turn around, you're like, you found something else.
I know.
Something else that, you know, and not the toys, not all the toys, the colorful, cool things that light up and sing to you. You don't want any of that. Mm-hmm. You want all the things that are not for you.
You want the remote. You want my phone. You want the chewing the laptop.
Yeah, just everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was living her best life today, and she had to go to sleep. To clarify, to sleep.
You were quick on that.
Yeah. Now, I don't want nobody trying to come for me or say that I'm trying to listen. I love my kids. They are safe and sound. But sometimes you'd be like, listen, you need to go to sleep. And I didn't have to do anything crazy. We just laid down, gave her some milk.
She said, holla at you.
I mean, she knew she was tired. That's how I feel. She even knew. She's like, yeah, it's time for me to clock out. I'll see you in the morning. So, anyway.
How are you feeling now?
I feel fine. I feel like literally after I came up here, I watched some MTV Challenge All-Stars or Paramount Plus Challenge All-Stars, and then I dozed off, and then I felt like I was fine. Like, it was just like, I think my thought process was, you need your time. Like, I've constantly been like, you need your time. Do you need to go sit? Do you need to go lay down? What can I do for you? How can I be of service to you? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, you know, we can't overextend ourselves for trying to do the good of everyone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just too much.
Yeah, I think that's why, like, today I didn't go upstairs today. Something just told me, like, I don't know, like, you needed a little bit more help on my end to just handle the day-to-day stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I ain't doing nothing but just nursing my mouth. So I think I can, you know, help out a little bit more.
I don't want to put your health in jeopardy. Like, I don't want either of us to put our health in jeopardy. And the thing is, also, like, my whole day started off different. Like, I waited for the boy child, and then we went to the store, but like, I didn't have breakfast, I didn't work out, I didn't have a protein shake, like, I didn't do any of my normal stuff. I really didn't eat too much today until dinner time. Like, I kind of snacked and had unhealthy stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think especially as we get older, our bodies are, and we get more connected to ourselves, it could have easily been that my body was like, listen, you're not a teenager anymore, you cannot eat like this. Like, you need whole foods, you need like a real meal to, and I mean, to be clear, even if I had regular meals, I probably may have still needed that time. I'm not blaming it on my diet, but I'm just saying that I also wasn't doing the things that I normally do, so that probably threw me off a little bit. And just, I think we're such a good team with each other. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. This is episode a little bit longer than we expected. but no, I was just saying we're such a good team, and I think, I mean, not all the time, but I think we try our best to be very intuitive with each other. Okay. All right, guys. I'm gonna go. You give closing remarks.
Just thank you guys for listening to us. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't even know what we're going to talk about the next episode, but thank you for listening. We're open to suggestions as well, so feel free to reach us. Like, we have a phone number or anything. I don't think we do, but yeah, you guys have, hopefully, maybe have our social media accounts. I think I'm not doing too well on this one, but thank you for listening. We'll catch you guys next episode. Love you. Peace.